As Karishma mentioned, a prime suspect in the attacks is the radical group Jamaah Islamiyah. It has a record of violence in Indonesia. The World's Matthew Bell reports.
One sign that points to the involvement of Jamaah Islamiyah is the fact that today's attacks appear to be suicide bombings.
Dari olah TKP bahwa didapatkan.
The head of the Indonesian police told the BBC that two suicide bombers carried out the attacks. He said that was confirmed by analyzing the scene and speaking with witnesses. Jamaah Islamiyah, or JI as the group is known, has actually been on the decline in recent years. That's partly because many of its members and some of its top leaders have been arrested by Indonesian authorities. Much of what's left of JI has made a strategic decision.
The mainstream has concluded that bombing attacks such as this one are counterproductive because they alienate the community and they simply lead to destruction of the organization.
Sydney Jones of the International Crisis Group is based in Jakarta. She's an expert on Southeast Asian extremist groups.
So the mainstream has been focusing on religious outreach to build up the group through indoctrination.
But there are a number of JI splinter groups who reject nonviolence, and Jones says one of those groups, led by a wanted Malaysian explosives expert named Nurdin Mohammed Top, is probably the number one suspect in today's attacks.
Because it is that group that was responsible for all of the major earlier bombings, from the Marriott bombing in 2003 at the same hotel, to the Australian Embassy bombing in 2004, to the second Bali bombing in 2005. That group has been involved in everything, and they were trying to try and foment the use of a proxy group as late as early last year.
Jones says it's too early to know if today's bombings mark the beginning of a renewed terror campaign in Indonesia. In recent years, the Indonesian police have ramped up cooperation on counterterrorism with the U.S. and Australia, and there's been speculation that today's attacks were a response to the authorities closing in on the radical leader Nurdin Top. But Indonesia expert Donald Emerson of Stanford University has doubts about that theory.
This event appears to have been planned. Presumably, the bomb-making materials were smuggled in, probably in backpacks, through the security checkpoint. I mean, I have stayed at the Marriott on numerous occasions and gone through that checkpoint. And this suggests cold-blooded planning, not a kind of, you know, backlash by Nurdin Top as the police get nearer and nearer his hideout, wherever it is.
Indonesia's president condemned the hotel bombings. He called them a black spot on Indonesia's history. Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono said this was thought to be the work of a terrorist group, but he didn't name names, including JI. Donald Emerson says that's partly because the political temperature is running high in Indonesia. The country has just held a presidential election in which Islamic candidates failed to win big support at the polls, and Yudhoyono emerged victorious.
Were he to assert a link to Jamaah Islamiyah, he would immediately trigger a reaction on the part of hardline Islamists who, for one thing, even object to the very name Jamaah Islamiyah, which in Arabic means the Islamic community. Very clever of the JI leaders to choose that name, if in fact they did choose that name. So it's an extremely sensitive question.
Indonesian President Yudhoyono said that it's not clear if today's attacks were the same kind that the country has suffered from before, but he said what they mean is that tragedy and hardship have been placed on the whole of the Indonesian nation. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.